right, in that case, let me see if I got it. So next one will be, go ahead, Wade.
Yeah, I was missing if congratulations was in order for Jack.
Yeah, well, I was out there yesterday. It took, you know what, it took about an hour, hour and a half. You know, then I failed with one, so I didn't get nothing. So, Roger, I don't know who's next. Go ahead.
That'll be me unless somebody breaks in. Let me see if I got it. All right. We got it. I'm thinking about putting a net out one night in the evening for all you guys. Just throw out some melodies and some fun stuff. Chat about whatever y'all got in your mind. Man, that hurts my soul. You lost by one. Boy, Jack. You know what? You should still be proud of yourself because you did it. You went down there. You went to a VE session. You walked in the door, and you put your ass in a chair, and you sat down, and you took the test. And that's more than I can say for a whole bunch of guys that always say, ah, man, I wish I would go down and take my tech exam. So, let me look at my chart here. Go ahead, Wade.
Yeah, props to you. I just think that you'll be able to get it next time around, I think.
You're right. You know, I'm going to try to go online and do it online and see what happens. Maybe tomorrow I'll go online again. I went online today. The guy didn't have enough time. He had some other tests online. So he said to call tomorrow, find out if he can, you know, do it online again. Go ahead, Travis.
Okay. I smell a fish, but maybe I'm wrong. So you took the test online with a proctor study, which meant that you had a camera in two different places to make sure your workspace was free of cheap. You got told by your study, your VE, voluntary examiners, that you didn't have enough time? I'm kind of curious on that one. Go ahead, wait, and then I'll hear Jack's answer.
Go ahead, Jack.
I went in person yesterday, Travis. I went in person and all that, didn't do nothing. But I came today and called the guy I know, you know, to take a test. He said, not today, tomorrow. He said, tomorrow, I will schedule you tomorrow about 11 o'clock in the morning. I said, no problem. So I don't know. I got to call him back again. He said to call him back before 11 o'clock and see what he can do. And because I know the guy, I was with him before about 3 months ago. That's why. But I was in person where I went. And like he said, sit down and do all that work and all that. Then you don't pass with one. And that is really... I was upset too, you know. But what can you do? You can't do nothing.
No, you can't. I studied for mine. I studied in the year 2000. No, I didn't study in the 2000s. I kind of forget that. I'm much older than I really am. I studied in 1990. And I took my test in 96. And back then, it was worse than it is today. There was Morse code and everything else. And I took mine. And I tell you, I think I got it by my tiny little white teeth hair. Because they all gave me the thumbs up, but I think I barely scraped by.
back when I was in middle school, it was probably 20 years ago, I was trying to study, and I just had the ARRL handbook, and that was very difficult for me to follow.
What I did in 2000, back to 2000, it was Morse code and answer and all that. I answer all the questions, but I fell on Morse code. That was the year 2000. Then I said, the heck with this. I'm not taking it no more. So up to what? So up to last year, I start, you know, studying again. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, the only good book that's out there is the general class exam. The general class exam is worth the effort, and I can't remember the doggone book. Wait a minute. Why don't I go? I have it on Audible because I'm lazy. Fast Track for your general track. What in the hell is it called? Fast Track to Your General Class AM Radio License. And it says by Michael Burnett, AF7KB, Alpha Fox 7 Kilo Bravo. Now, that guy has a book, a hardcover book, a paperback book, that is written in a story. And that, you read the story. You don't worry about the questions, because the story tells you all of the answers and why. So you don't come out of that as a appliance operator. You come out of that as a ham operator, which can build antennas, understand MOSFETs, build power supplies, understand antenna design, build antennas, and be happy, because you're not spending $95 on an antenna that you can make for $4.